Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. The place tonight, well, we're going to talk about Mr. Amnesty and S-744. Today is Monday, June 24th, 2013. My name is Sally Baptist, and thank you for tuning in tonight. And please feel free to join the conversation here. Call in is 347-857-4364. That's 347-857-4364. And make sure you press 1 in order to be placed in the queue. If you do not press 1, then I won't know you want to talk on the air, and I'll just leave you sitting out there. Tonight, as you can see, I said I have a Patriot's message to U.S. Senator Rubio, a.k.a. Mr. Amnesty. And I would like for other American patriots to call in and share your thoughts with Senator Rubio and any of the others you choose to do so. What he has done with this S-744 amnesty, it's not an immigration reform bill, it's amnesty. Let's call it what it is. It's just so disgusting. And there's so many things to what it represents, not only about this individual, Mr. Rubio Amnesty here, what it means about him individually, but what is happening to our country as a whole. And so I want to get into a few things about it. The first thing I'm going to talk about, and I just, and Mr. Rubio, you are more than welcome to come on the show as a guest and dispute anything I'm saying. I was down at your office in Orlando last week, and I invited you there as well. And left a message with your staff, that is. I didn't talk to you personally. And, you're invited to dispute what I'm saying about you, because everything you say about this immigration bill, amnesty bill, is a lie. You're a liar. That's what you are. John McCain, you're a liar, too. Lindsey Graham, you're a sleazy liar, too. Because it just isn't true. What they're doing with this amnesty thing, it's no different than what they did in 1986. They're not serious about securing the border. They're throwing some of the Louisiana Purchase crap out there for some of these Republicans to dive on. Corker, what a disgrace you are. It's despicable, but I'm going to, again, focus this message to Mr. Rubio specifically, since he's one of the Gang of Eight from Florida, and that's where I'm at, Florida. First thing, the oath of office. Do you remember, Mr. Rubio, do you have any vague sense of remembering when you took the sworn oath of office? Were you awake? Were you sober? What was your mental capacity when you took this oath of office? Because I think you did, but to be honest, I'm not really sure either. But anyway, in case you've forgotten what it is, let me go ahead and read it to you and try to help you understand what your oath is. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. Now, did you see that? Did you catch that part about defend the Constitution of the United States? Do you understand that part? Then, see, what it means is you're supposed to follow the Constitution. You're supposed to govern by the Constitution. That's what that means, defend the Constitution. That's what that means. And then the against enemies, foreign and domestic. Do you understand enemies can be foreign and domestic? So illegals can be enemies too, even though they're foreign and domestic at the same time. Do you understand that part? And if you want me to go over this a little slower, I can. But do you understand what your oath of office is? And that you claimed that you took this obligation freely without any mental reservation. Well, what was your mental condition when you took this oath? Was your mental condition, your agenda, if you will, to go out there and trash the American people, say, we don't care about Americans, we're going to let all the illegals in because that's who we care about. We want to take the country down, so we'll do whatever we can. Which, and I'm kind of, I am leading this up to a point here, and I'll explain in just a minute, but do you understand this oath of office and how you're supposed to be working for the American people? And that part I'll go over a little bit slower too. You, as an elected public servant of the government of the United States, you are elected to public office to represent the American people. American people. Do you understand that? You were not elected to represent the illegals, the non-Americans. But you know what? It seems like you care more about the non-Americans than you do the Americans. And I'm not going to say the stupid undocumented crap, because they're here illegally. And I don't care whether they walked in the front door legally and overstayed the visa, because that's also illegal, or those who come over the border, primarily the southern border. But when they enter illegally, it's illegal. And I think, if I remember right, you're a lawyer, right? Aren't you a lawyer? Anyway, illegal is a crime, right? Rule of law, illegal. Does that sound familiar to you, Mr. Amnesty? Mr. Marco Amnesty Rubio out there, does that sound the least bit familiar? Do you get any of that? Anyway, let me go over this part one more time real slow. When you were elected to public office of the United States, when you were elected to the U.S. Senate, you were to represent Americans, not illegals, not non-Americans. It's not your job to represent the non-Americans. You work for the American people. I've tried to say this as slowly as for you to understand, but that's what your job is. And let me tell you, you have failed. You have violated your oath of office. And at what point do we start calling the actions of a very tyrannical, unconstitutional violation of oath government, when do we start saying treason? Because that's what, to me, you are. You're a treasonous traitor. What you have done with S-744 is an act of treason. You evaded the enemies. You evaded those who came in here and stayed against their overstayed their visas, which is illegal. And many of those people don't want to, they're not here because they like us. They're here because they want to cause us harm. And you see, I'm not talking about the Mexicans. I'm talking about the others. Not to mention those who come over the southern border because they can just walk right in. I'm talking about the terrorists. Do you understand national security? That's like the number one job the federal government is supposed to do, and you guys refuse to do it at all. So when do we call it treason? When are you truly guilty of treason? I think you're guilty of treason now. When is it treason? You're aiding the enemy to the harm and the detriment of the American people, to the harm and detriment of this country. To me, you're a treasonous traitor. They can say what they want to about this other guy, Snowden, and there's various things he's doing that I still don't fully understand. But you know what? Being a whistleblower to tell us what the government was doing was not the wrong thing to do. It was the right thing. To me, he was a courageous person to do that. Some of the other things he's done, I'm still not. I'm depending on the news to tell me, so I'm not really sure. But for him to openly tell the truth of what this national tyrannical government is doing to the people, what the federal government's doing to us, while you stand there and twiddle your thumbs and worry about taking care of illegals that don't belong here, and you sell us up the creek, it's treason. I don't see how anybody can say it's not treason. Illegal immigration, illegal, it is the illegal invasion of this country. So, Mr. Rubio, you have said it's okay for the illegal invasion of this country. You're saying all the illegals can come in and take over. That's what you said. So you support the invasion of this country, the illegal alien invasion. S-744 is an act of Congress. excuse me, it's an act of treason, an act of Congress as well, but an act of treason. And I'll tell you, I have been listening last week, and I listened today, too, to the Senate floor. And I'll tell you, I listened to your spiel last, I guess it was Friday, either Thursday or Friday when you were out there. So much spewing of garbage. It's puke. My stomach turns listening to you because it's nothing but lies. You're a liar. You're an evil, vicious liar who couldn't care less about the American people. You will do whatever you can to sacrifice the American people for your heritage. You know, I'm beginning to think, are you related to Castro? Because it looks like you're trying to take this country down. Maybe you like communism more. Is that what it is? Rubio is some... Maybe Castro is related to you and your family somewhere. But you're not truly an American citizen that believes in this country. You might be an American citizen by birth. You're not a natural-born citizen, but you are a citizen by birth. In fact, frequently people like you get called anchor babies because your parents were Cubans. They were not exiles like you tried to pretend. You play so many evil games. You will do and say anything to help destroy this country. And it's despicable. Acting like you're some wonder boy who survived and your parents were the exiles of Cuba and all this, when in fact they went back and forth and they came over here freely. Your parents were relatively well off and they actually left Cuba ahead of time. Before it really got messy. They fled. But they were not exiles. I mean, this is all stuff you make up to try to make yourself sound good. I mean, how pathetic is that? You have to lie like that? And then, of course, the English thing. You really don't promote English. I mean, what's another one of those silly bones you throw out there? Oh, yeah, we're going to make them speak English. Oh, my goodness, give me a break. If you believed in that, you would not speak Spanish in your own, as a senator. Whatever you do on your home or whatever, that's fine. But as a senator, a United States senator who's supposed to be bringing people together, you should be speaking Spanish. You should be speaking English, not Spanish. You should be speaking English because that is our language. That's what the Constitution's written in case you haven't read it, which I don't think you have. You should be promoting unity. Language is what unites people, but you're a divider. You're not a uniter. You're no more of a uniter than Obama is. And actually, when you think about it, look how many things you and Obama have in common. I mean, seriously. And I'm looking out in my chat room, and if you're out in the chat room, feel free to put some notes out there. Absolutely, many of us tried to warn people about Rubio years ago. We tried to say, look what he did when he was the Speaker of the Florida House. He was always pro-amnesty, anti-American. He favors his Latino heritage. That's all it is. He doesn't care about America. He doesn't care about Americans. He doesn't care. I mean, look who he embraces when it comes to his ideology or his patriotism, if you want to call it that, which I don't. But, I mean, Schumer? You're going to hit Schumer, Lindsey Graham, McCain, Jeff Flake, who knows? I think Jeff Flake has been schizo or something, bipolar, whatever, that guy. Who knows what's happened to him, some kind of weird split personality. But and Corker out there from Tennessee. To go out there, what did you have to pay these people to do this? I mean, what did you have to pay Corker? Obviously, he's in Tennessee, so it wouldn't be the Louisiana Purchase. So what do you call it from someone from Tennessee? Graceland? What is it from there? Because these people they can't be that stupid, you know? Senator Corker, are you really that stupid? You know what you did was wrong. You know it's not going to secure the border. That was all garbage. What you guys did, you especially you Republicans, you did the exact same thing as they did in 1986 and said, we don't really care about the border. We just want this because we want to lower the wages of the middle class and lower income people. We want to do everything we can to harm these people so that we can support the Chamber of Commerce who wants cheap labor. Because that's who you think you work for. You keep forgetting you're supposed to work for the American people. What is it about this you guys don't get? And let's see, one other comment in reference to Mr. Rubio. I was more concerned about how he approved massive use of taxpayer dollars to give corporate welfare to builders and developers. Exactly. That's just one more thing. And that truly plays along into all this amnesty stuff, too, in the overall scheme of things, because he doesn't care about our country. He just doesn't care. He has to understand. And, you know, Mr. Rubio, you are welcome to call in here. Your staff has my contact information if you want to dispute anything I say. But I know you won't, because you know what I'm saying is the truth. In fact, I would invite you to come on the show and take a solemn oath, a sworn oath, to tell the truth, the whole truth, and try to tell people on the air that you truly believe border security is going to happen first. Because we all know it's not. We all know that's just a bunch of BS. I mean, do you really? This is what you think of the American people. And this, listening to Schumer and, you know, you, Schumer, and Obama, I mean, talking about three stooges. You guys, I'm sure you must go out partying together, you know? You really are just, and let's see, I found a picture while I was out setting up the show that has Mr. Amnesty sitting there with this somewhat depressed or stressed look on his face saying, I have to get this done before they realize I'm a Democrat. Well, I've said it a couple times on the show, and I think there's more truth to it than what what Rubio's office would admit. But I do believe Rubio's going to do a Charlie Crist, and he's going to run for re-election or whatever it is he's going to run for. Maybe he'll run for the president as a Democrat. He really shouldn't run as a Republican because he's not conservative. I mean, he throws a little bone out here from time to time to pretend he is on some of the smaller bills he does. But in the overall scheme of things, NDAA, Patriot Act, all these anti-American things, he's not conservative. Not at all. Not in any way, shape, or form. And it's a sad, well, you know, like I guess I should say this two ways. The sad part is he thinks all Americans are stupid enough to believe him. He thinks Floridians, I mean, obviously they, way too many gullible Tea Partiers out there swallowed the Kool-Aid when he was running, even though many of us kept telling him, stop doing that. He's going to stab you in the back, people. Marco Rubio, Mr. Amnesty, is a backstabber. He doesn't care about the American people. Do you believe me now? Do you believe all of us who were telling you that back in 2010? And there's all the other stuff you got to say about Fox News and how they help promote this. And the Republican Party. What does it say when if Rubio is the best you can get for the Republican Party, what does that say about the Republican Party? And what does it say about our culture? When what we see happening right this moment with this amnesty bill, I go and I just keep saying, it keeps hitting me in the face, if you will, to say, apparently Americans no longer know the difference between right and wrong and good and evil. We seem to have no value system anymore. Because none of these people who are voting for this garbage could have a value system. They should. All they have to do is secure the border first. And that's not just the southern border. It's these people who come in and overstay. That's illegal, too. You refuse to secure our homeland. That means you are a bunch of treasonous traitors who are trying to destroy this country. You're intentionally promoting and aiding the enemy who is trying to harm us. If that's not treason, what is? Aiding the enemy. Opening the door and say, come on in. Take us down. We don't care. The other thing, and this is, I heard this from Rubio, I've heard it from Schumer, I've heard it from that idiot McCain, I mean, the whole Gang of Eight routine, is, you know, we need these gifted workers, because you know what, these illegals, they will work. Americans are just a bunch of deadbeats. We can't depend on Americans anymore. We don't need Americans. We need the illegals. We need illegals to come in here because they will work. They're the entrepreneurs, not the American people. I mean, this is the way they talk about the American people. This is why I say they're a bunch of treasonous traitors. They are trashing the American people for the illegals to who want to destroy this country in many cases. Not all, but many. And what was the other thing they were saying about the, they don't want to do these jobs. And then the ones that, the more educated, we need that talent because Americans are too stupid. And that's really what they said. We have to get these high-tech people in from India, the Middle East, wherever Bill Gates is out there drumming them up. We got to bring them in because the Americans are too stupid. Americans can't do the high-tech jobs anymore. But I, you know what? I wonder why the American people are too stupid. Is it because of what you've done with education? And your brainwashing of those to say it's more important to get a slam dunk than it is to know what the Constitution is? And where your decision to refuse to even teach the Constitution? You people are disgusting. And Rubio, you're the leader. For you to have gone in and been, and you're so superficial, and the Republican Party is so superficial. It's what is happening right now. I don't know how anybody can even be part of the Republican Party anymore. How can you be that pathetic to be part of this Republican Party if you have any true beliefs? And I'm telling you, I hear it. I've heard it in the last week. Well, you got to vote for the lesser of two evils. No, you don't. That's where I say, I guess Americans don't know the difference between good and bad, right and wrong, and good and evil. Because you're insisting on voting for evil. That's the best you can do is evil. Evilness that will help people invade this country and take over. That's what you believe in? Let's see. We've got a couple of the comments out here. Let me go ahead and read some of this. Okay, that's what tipped me off that he wasn't a conservative. Okay, definitely. He's never been a conservative. It's always been a game. And the Republican Party now just plays him up to because he's the Hispanic, and they want to woo the Hispanic, and I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. Okay, someone tagged folks like him and John Ellis Bush and the like at Plutocrats. I think that fits well. Big brother, business first. All else can go to hell. Yeah, isn't that the truth? I should write it. Was first a friend in a discussion who tagged the money politicians as plutocrats. Exactly. These people don't care about the American people. They have absolutely they do not care about this country. They violate that oath of office every day. I mean, there's a few of them out there really fighting. And Jeff Sessions, I mean, I watched him out there for hours. Mike Lee was out there for hours. I saw Ted Cruz out there. I've seen Rand Paul out there and Chuck Grassley. I mean, you got these guys. Let's see. Thune was one of the other ones who are out there being honest about what's in this bill. Let's be honest, people. And the games that Harry Reid is playing right now and how they managed to get this thing crammed through there today, it makes a total farce of the whole system. They have they've trashed the system, which, again, to me is treasonous. If you're not going to use the process to allow the debate like it should be, then it's an act of treason. It's disgusting. You do not care about this country. You do not care about the American people. And Rubio, I keep saying, got to have that faith, got to believe that there is a heaven and a hell, and that evildoers will pay the price. When you are this evil, stabbing the people in the back, and I mean, how many times you preached that you weren't going to do the amnesty thing, and then you're rambling about de facto amnesty, when it's so far from the truth of what's going on here. It is so far from the truth. You are sacrificing the American people, and you don't care. And it's known. This is nothing new. It's known that this influx, first off, you're not stopping any illegal entry into this country, entry or overstays. That's not going to happen. The games within this language, which Corker, really, from Tennessee, Senator Corker, you should be so disgusted with yourself. I mean, how will you sleep at night? Because you were another one who went out there acting like you were all so conservative and pretending to believe in the Constitution, and then you guys do this. How much did they pay you to do this? What kind of bennies, what kind of earmarks did you get that, of course, nobody's going to know because we don't have time to read the bill. You have to pass a bill before you can find out what's in it routine. I mean, this was just as bad as Obamacare, and some say worse. And you know, Corker, you're part of it. How scummy are you these days? Which, by the way, for the record, I did as many phone calls as I could today. I do work, so I couldn't exactly do it full time, but I made phone calls, sent faxes, did emails, did everything I could. But the thing is, Corker, he had been bought and paid for. You could just listen to him talk on that floor, bought and paid for. He kept saying something about Jan Brewer in Arizona. Well, Jan Brewer, you know, she started out rough and tough and all that stuff, but she got beaten down by the federal government, beaten down by the Supreme Court, which was all wrong. Unconstitutional. I mean, we've got the craziest Supreme Court anymore these days. I don't think they have a copy of the Constitution either. And so I know that Jan Brewer has been beaten down. But you know what? She's for sale now. Things she did a couple of years ago when all the stuff was really starting to hit the courts and everything else and some of the things she said, she caved in. She couldn't take it anymore. She gave it. Whatever kind of bribery you want to call it, she was bought and paid for. She was silenced in some way or another. And she's out there saying this is a wonderful bill. No, she isn't. I mean, if you paid her to say it, maybe she said it. But she wouldn't say it any other way. Excuse me. There's absolutely no other way that Jan Brewer truly believes that. You know, just remember the Louisiana Purchase and whatever the other one was. Can't remember the other one. The people that are for sale. They sell their votes. They don't care about the people. They don't care about the Americans. The America is for sale. These people will sell it. And the other thing, just for the sake of this discussion, the games they even called this so-called amendment, the magical amendment, as Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions would refer to it, they're calling it the border surge. Ooh. I mean, again, how insulting. Would you people stop being so insulting? I mean, this shows what you think of the American people. And you're there to represent the American people. You can't. You're too evil. You have such a disgust or despise the American people that you could never represent what's best for the people. And Rubio, you don't. I think I've seen maybe one or two things you ever voted for that I thought was right. And I only knew you did it because you were getting pounded over this immigration crap, amnesty, and you had to do something to pretend you were a conservative. You're not one. But, I mean, to call this the border surge. And then here Corker's out there saying, well, they had all weekend to read it. They could read it. Well, you know, and they're saying, he said 75 pages, somebody else said 100 pages, somebody else said 200 pages. Whatever it is, at the end of the day, the bill itself with the amendment came up to 1,200 pages. That's ridiculous. 1,200 pages, and it's all gobbledygook, legal jargon. Do this over here, then go over to this section, and then that section, and this section. You can't tell what it means. And Schumer tried to put Ted Cruz down. It's like, well, you've had time to read it. I'm sure most, you know, you've had all this weekend, and I'm sure that the senators are smart enough to read it. He goes and does that kind of crap. And it's like, it's not like it was reading 75 pages from front to back. It's trying to figure out where they commingled it and where they put some extra lines in for their earmarks and all the special goodies that they were buying people off with. That takes time because you really have to go through the 1,200 pages and study the whole thing again. But from what they have studied, they have proven, it's all the same thing. Janet Napolitano, or whoever the Homeland Security will be, but her for now, who's perjured herself in front of the Congress, but that's okay, I guess. Perjury's okay, right? And she's the one who's going to be deciding if the border is secure? What? Come on. Again, do you think Americans are that stupid, or is this how little respect you have for the American people? Which is what it is. Because Rubio, you don't care about the people. Corker, you don't care about the people. Well, we already know what Schumer is. He's a communist, socialist, whatever you want to call it, from the beginning. But that's really what Rubio is, too. Corker, I didn't think you were a communist, but maybe you are. And, I mean, that's really what this all comes down to. This is all getting towards this one world order. Let the peasants all live in some kind of shack, and you throw them a few bones every day or whatever it is. And that's what you're heading for. And that's why I say maybe Rubio is related to Castro. Maybe he is. Hold on one second. Okay, I'm back. Had to cough there. Didn't want to cough in your ear. Okay, let's see. Got a couple other comments in here. And, you know, Rob, you're always welcome to call in. Okay, let's see. That's right. Okay, maybe we should just give up and bow to the sacred words of Hillary Clinton. What difference does it make? I'm telling you, there at times, you know, with this amnesty going through, you get so frustrated. In my own case, I refuse to bow down. I'm going to die trying, I guess. Live free or die routine. But it's really, you know, Hillary Clinton, Rubio, what's the difference? Rob, tell me, what is the difference between Rubio and Clinton, Hillary Clinton? I don't see much. I mean, you know, whatever. And so, anyway, that the border surge, and these are all these stupid games they play and try to brainwash people into thinking, wow, border surge, that sounds so strong. Oh, my God. You people are just disgusting, absolutely disgusting. And let's see here as I'm going back and forth, make sure there's not somebody wanting to speak on the air. Keep kind of flipping back and forth there. The other, and I'm going to ask the question again, what is treason? If what you people are doing now is not treason, where you truly are aiding the enemy, you're openly inviting the enemy to come in and destroy this country, if that's not treason, what is? It is treason. 744 is treason. It's an act of treason to allow and to promote and to aid the enemy in the invasion and takeover of this country. And that is what you are doing. And then the other thing is, as I was alluding to earlier, Rubio, all you do is lie. You're a big liar. I mean, talk about the jokes or all the different things. When is an attorney how can you tell when an attorney's lying? The lips are moving routine. Rubio, you are a liar. You're a backstabber, and you are a liar. You deserve to rot someplace, and I'll leave it for you to fill in the blank on that one. But what you have done with this amnesty crap, and the other part that just totally, I mean, when it comes to the Republican Party, first off, we already know they've already merged into the Democrats. The DNC and the RNC, it's all one big melting pot. We've really only got one party. But those of you who are still so convinced that you're going to follow the stupid Republican Party, what is it going to take for you to realize you've got to go a different route? The Republican Party isn't there for you. Now, let's see. Rob's got another thing in here. If someone doesn't believe in border security, then they should tear down the fences, unplug the alarm system, and permanently leave their doors open. Well, that's exactly it, you know. And these same people who are wide open, so don't want to have any kind of entry, legal entry into this country, then don't lock your house, don't lock your car. And, you know, hey, there's people out here who need a place to stay. Let them come in your house. If you won't let them come in your house, then you should not be letting them invade our country. So wait a minute, why are you locking your own doors? Turn off that alarm system. You don't need it. Hey, that homeless person needs a place to stay, too. Homeless and illegal. Come on, what more do you want? Come on, Rubio. How many of those homeless illegals are you taking care of? Have you given them their facilities? Given them their barracks? Which, of course, that's good old Jeb Bush. We have to have the illegals come in because of their fertility rate. We need to produce some more slaves. That's really what he was saying. But, you know, the Republican conservative group, Republicans, whatever it was, Freedom and Faith conservative group that he was saying all this to, they were very silent. So I was glad to see that. But this is what this guy was actually saying. He was literally saying, we need more illegals because of their fertility rate. And, oh, I heard Rubio and Schumer again say, you know, these illegals, they believe in family and they care about family. Americans don't care about families anymore. They're just full of hate. But these illegals love their families. Their families are intact and they love each other and they have lots of babies. And that's why we want them. I mean, have you ever heard of anything so stupid? But these people, they hate the Americans. This Gang of Eight hate Americans. It's all over their legislation here. They will do anything to destroy the American people. The illegals are wonderful. They have lots of babies and they love their family. Americans are all hate. There's something so sick in that. But that's what they're saying. And I totally agree with you. Folks like Rubio and Jeb Bush. I mean, Jeb Bush was the one openly saying, we need the fertility because we need to produce some workers. Come on in, screw around, have some more babies, and create a low-class worker, you know, the slaves. Folks like Rubio are working to bring back slavery. Yeah, that's what they're doing. And Jeb Bush openly admitted it, really. We need them because we need that low-class worker. You know, it's and we all know, or I should say, most of us know the Bushes have a history of communism. And, of course, I did make the joke. It's like, well, I guess you have to kind of wonder why Jeb Bush married a Mexican. He needed a slave. But that's what it seems like, you know. He's out there pushing for those slaves. And those slaves, after they have all these babies, they're the best entrepreneurs because Americans are too stupid. Americans aren't motivated. And, you know, that kind of crap is so disgusting, too. The only reason that the illegals get the jobs is because they're not required. They are hired off the books, and they don't have to pay them minimum wage or any benefits. As soon as these people become illegal, and I've been told they get a break on the insurance, the health care. I've been told they don't have to get health care like the rest of us Americans do. We get to pay for it for them. They are getting so many benefits. I think it was Ted Cruz who actually referred to it as affirmative action for the illegals. They come in. They don't have to pay for anything. They get unearned income credit where we're literally giving them tax dollars. And, again, everything is for them, for the illegals, at the expense of the middle class and the lower class Americans. They are trashing the meaning of being an American. It's just absolutely despicable. And I'm telling you, everybody that's out there listening to this, please do what you can to call every one of these elected morons. Call Rubio. I've got some of his phone numbers here. But, I mean, you can just go on the Internet. You can call the 202 number in Washington that goes to all of them. Call. Send emails. Fax. Be as big of a pain as you possibly can to these people, because what they're doing is so disgusting. It's so anti-American. Nobody's going to convince me they're not guilty of treason. When they refuse to secure the homeland and protect the American people, that's treason. They are sacrificing the American people to the illegals and those who want to harm us. And that's treason. It's disgusting. And Rubio, he's just one of the biggest backstabbers there are. I wish I was good at the cartoons. Who knows, maybe Rob, you can do something. You got to go show Rubio out there as the true backstabber that he is. He's out there backstabbing the American people like you wouldn't believe. And like I say, I think the more I see the guy, the more I'm convinced he must be somehow related to Castro. And I do believe he will run as a Democrat. Now, his office has said something different, so just to be perfectly clear, when I was down at his office last week, I specifically asked them, There was a rumor that Rubio was going to be changing his party affiliation, and they said, no, where'd you hear that? Well, I've seen cartoons and jokes and various things with it, just as I have on the show page here, which says, I better get this done before they find out I'm a Democrat. We already know you're a Democrat. You're a rhino. I remember, obviously, I saw what you were doing in the Florida House when you were caving into all the pro-legal immigration. You don't like legal immigration. You only like illegal when you were fighting all that stuff off. But then you were out there with Obama and Charlie Crist wanting to spend billions of dollars on a stupid high-speed train. I mean, it's just you're not conservative. You're not. But you are a Republican. You are today's Republican. And I'm trying to say, why do you people keep following these Republicans? The majority of Republicans are just like Rubio. There's only a small handful that might be somewhat different. So why do you keep following the Republican Party? The Republican Party's killing us. And I mean, when it comes to Democrats are killing us too. Don't get me wrong there. But it's the Democrats are out, they openly say they're for one world order pretty much and socialism. And I mean, at one point, and I mean, the Democrats have lost their way too. At one point, the Democrats actually believed in supporting the middle class and the lower income people, making sure they were not getting ripped off and not getting abused. And I mean, it kind of goes back to the days of the unions. When the unions first came out, there was a reason for it. But now the unions want amnesty. Rubio, did you hear that? The unions want amnesty. They think you're going to build up their membership. Aren't you proud? Isn't that what every Republican wants? More unions to take over businesses? You should be so proud of yourself. You are such a rhino. But that's what it is. And the Democrats, like I said, they've lost their way. We have a massive, we truly have one gigantic liberal progressive communist party, and it's called the DNC and the RNC, and they are married to each other. They are married to each other. Forget the Republican Party, it's over. What they're doing with this amnesty thing, it proves the Republicans are not to be trusted for anything. They don't believe in a republic. I mean, isn't that where the name Republican came from? Republic? Is this the Republican Party that Martin Luther King Jr. was in? I don't think so. This is what it is. So the Republican Party, it's part of the problem. You cannot turn to the Republican Party and expect to get the problem solved. They are as bad, and to me, in many ways, worse than the Democrats, because the Democrats always were left-leaning, liberal, progressive-leaning, more so than Republicans. Republicans are still out there pretending to believe in the Constitution. Does anybody listening to this right now truly believe that Rubio believes in the Constitution? Do you? I don't believe he believes in the Constitution for a minute. Let me caught up on some of these notes here from Mr. Smith. Okay, it amazes me that the NAACP don't scream to stop the obvious trend towards slavery. You would think so. But like I say, right now when it comes to these unions, which isn't the NAACP, but the unions themselves are pushing this now. All of a sudden they're pushing it. At first they weren't, because they were trying to protect the working class, their members. But now their membership has dropped so much, they figure they need to go get some of these illegals in here so that they can get some more members. Okay, the obvious trends towards slavery. How do these folks think we got slavery to begin with? Exactly. It's not rocket science. It really isn't. And when you hear the likes of a Rubio, oh, these people really, they just want to feed their families. Oh, I mean, to act like you care, Rubio, you don't care. And you don't fool me, and I know you don't fool the majority of people listening to this show. We know what you are. You are a backstabber. You are a evil, two-faced backstabber, a treasonous traitor. And I will do what I can to make sure you do not get reelected. I did warn people before, and I got proof. Then go back out there and listen to the, some of the shows from 2010 and see we told Rubio, he's not who he's pretending to be. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to be disappointed with most of the Republicans because most of them are just a bunch of liberal progressives like John McCain. When are you going to listen? When are the American people going to go back to right and wrong, good and evil? If you keep voting evil people in, this is what we get. And Rubio, you're evil to me. What you have done to the people who voted for you, who trusted you, and to what you've done to our Constitution, you're evil. I cannot stand you. I didn't vote for you, and I'll do what I can to keep others from voting for you again for anything. And, Jeff, let's just get it covered for the record. You are not eligible to be the president of the United States. Why? Because your parents were Cubans. You may have been born on American soil, but you were born to Cubans. So you are not a natural-born citizen. And I'll try to say that as slow as possible so you can understand. And we already know, the American people already see what happens when you put an illegal, ineligible individual in the White House. Will the American people be dumb enough to do it again? If the Republican Party is able to get enough money up and play this game, because the Republican Party is the problem. If the Republican Party stood for anything, I mean, you think about right now with this amnesty bill. It's, I think they said it was 16, 18 Republicans who voted for amnesty. So what does the Republican Party stand for again? Can somebody explain this to me? Because I don't see them standing for anything. And, ooh, looks like I've got a immigration cartoon coming along in my email. I'll have to go check that out after the show. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. It's just so, the whole thing is so despicable. And the Republican Party, and I mean, I'm telling you, I've heard it twice, maybe three times in less than a week when people said you had no choice. You had no choice who to vote for. And I'm like, yes, you did. Will Americans someday again be Americans? And maybe this is what Schumer's saying. Maybe they're right. Americans are just too stupid anymore. Is that what it is? I don't believe that. I just wish Americans weren't so loyal to a stupid political party. Be loyal to this country. Be Americans. Leave the political parties, all of them. Force the political parties to beg for your vote. And do not give them money. Do not corrupt them even more so. Do not empower them with money. You're empowering them to destroy this country. So stop giving them your money. If you have a candidate that you sincerely believe in and you want to help them and you donate to them, great. Or give your time, volunteer, whatever. That's great. But do not give money to these parties. I had a call this past week from the Republican Party of Florida, and they're saying about, you know, they're complaining about Obama and Obamacare and this and that and you know, whatever. And then, of course, you know, what happens? They get to that point. Can you give us some money? Can we put you down for $100? You got to be joking. And I was polite with the person on the phone, and I said, you got to be joking. I said, you want me to vote for things like Rubio? Yeah. That's how disgusting. The Republican Party is disgusting. So is the Democrats. I ain't giving any money to them either. But if you think I'm going to give money to the likes of the Republican Party to go out there and push garbage like Marco Amnesty Rubio and John McCain, John Micah, you got to be joking. Oh, yeah, people say, well, John Micah, what's wrong with him? Yeah. why don't you ask Fox News to ask him some of the tough questions? Tell Fox News, while he's out there pretending to care about all the parties they've been wasting, he's been in D.C. for 20 years, he's just now noticing this? Oh, yeah, thanks for all that oversight you've been providing for the past 20, 22 years. While he's out there spending all our money giving it to CSX on his scam reel and high-speed train crap. But that's because you can't get Fox News to challenge the Republican Party. And then what's the guy from Fox News? What's his name? Murdoch. Murdoch's out there promoting amnesty, too. Fox News is promoting amnesty. Now, of course, they put on their pretty face when they're out there talking to you, trying to pretend they're not really doing this, but they've got some of the craziest immigration commercials on, and Murdoch is on record supporting amnesty. And think about the history of Murdoch. He's perfect for the Republican Party, because the Republican Party doesn't stand for anything. What is there to be proud of with the Republican Party? I want somebody out there to tell me, why would you be a Republican? Because you want to vote in the Republican primary? So what? Garbage in, garbage out. I don't, you know, people say, well, you gotta, that's the only way you get to vote in the primary. But see, the thing is, we don't have to have corrupt elections. Will they ever be spotless and there's no problems? No. But you know what? We as Americans should not make any jokes or wisecracks about anybody's elections on this planet, because ours are so corrupt. They are so corrupt at every level. And, you know, people have been pushing me to run for the supervisor of elections because they know I wouldn't put up with the crap. I would definitely clean up elections here in Orange County, but I'd probably end up dead, too. Because these crazy people, they'll kill for that public office they want. At least I think they would. There's such nutcases out there. But I have thought seriously about running for supervisor elections. If I was going to run for any office, that's what it would be. Something to try to clean up the elections. The elections are so corrupt. And that's why it's like, why be part of the Republican Party? The Republican Party here in Florida has already told the voters, Rick Scott's it. We're going with Rick Scott again, and if you don't like it, tough luck. So who's voting? Why would you vote in that Republican primary? What difference would it make? They've already propped him up. They've already made sure that they'll trash whoever else might go against him. And Rick Scott, yeah, maybe he's done a thing or two here or there, whatever. But in the overall scheme of things, if you ask me to rate him on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give him about a 2. I mean, he's out there traveling the world where people are complaining about Obama going to South Africa, which is wrong, spending taxpayer money on that when we have so many people who are suffering here. But then look what Rick Scott is doing. He's got like 100 people with him flying to Spain because he's trying to get jobs for Florida. But this is the Republican Party. This is what the Republican Party stands for. So why would you vote for the Republican Party? We've got to get away from these two parties, people. If you keep voting for the same evildoers, we're going to keep getting amnesty. We're going to keep getting IRS crap. It's not going to change if you keep doing the same thing. And then the other, you know, with Rubio, and this isn't the exact way Senator Sessions said it, but it was close. This amnesty bill is a path to poverty. It's a pathway to poverty, not a pathway to citizenship, crapola. I mean, they've got that out there, obviously, giving a free ride to the illegals. That they won't even say illegal. They have undocumented. No, they're illegal. 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 You enter the country illegally, you are illegal. But they're out there. It's truly a pathway to poverty and to destruction of this country. That's what amnesty is. The Republican Party will be history. And I mean, going back one more time to the thing with Republican parties, how can anybody be so stupid? How can Republicans, Lindsey Graham, are you really this stupid? you truly, and I mean, I heard him out there saying it on Sunday. Well, if we don't do this, and then the Republican Party is going to, the Hispanics are going to go someplace else, and they're going to think they're not included, and that's going to be, they're already gone. Don't you understand that? And you know what? I think it's pretty sick of the Republican Party, any party, but the Republican Party when you don't embrace being an American. You're out there campaigning to the illegals, not the Americans. There's something sick about that. You people are sick. Rubio, you are sick. Lindsey Graham, Lord only knows, you are sick. To be out there trying to sing a song and dance for the illegals, because we got to have them happy. We don't care about Americans. Americans, who cares about them? They're too stupid and lazy. We don't want them. We want those illegals with that higher fertility rate. I mean, this is what these people are saying. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. Go listen to what they're saying. This is what they're saying, people. This is what they're saying. Okay, let's see. I'm staying a Republican to keep up the good fight, okay? I know I'm in the middle of the burning building, but I haven't given up, okay? Well, I hear that story. It's whatever, I guess. I just think they're selling you up the creek big time. And as you know, I want to see hundreds of parties running. That part, yeah. I mean, how many parties do we have in Florida now? I mean, technically, I think we've got like 26, 28 political parties, technically. So there are other parties. But if you go out to the Florida website, they put on the top the two primary parties, the Republicans and Democrats, the two major parties, and then they throw the rest down below. It's not the state's job to go out there and tell you what party is good or bad, but that's what they do. They go out there and say the major parties, and then they leave the rest on the bottom. Shows how corrupt and tyrannical this government has become in every way. And what I saw today and what I've been listening to, and, you know, Harry Reid, he's got to be one of the evilest people, too. And, I mean, the thing is, these same people who are doing these games now, you know, when it was George Bush Jr. pushing for the DREAM Act, Harry Reid was mad. He didn't want it. Well, wait a minute, now a Republican wants it and he likes it. Harry Reid, he doesn't stand for anything. He's out there, it's all for his own gain. These people are selling out Americans left and right. They really are. And Americans keep letting them do it. But getting back to being in the middle of the burning building, yeah, that is the sad truth. And I'll tell you, I mean, right here locally in Orange County, Florida, I was a member of the Orange County Executive Committee at one point, Republican Executive Committee. I was there. And at that point, when I was my own case, I was naive to think that, well, you get enough decent people in on the committee, and then you could actually change it. And it sounds wonderful. But that's when you realize how crooked and corrupt this government has become. And how corrupt the political parties are. How you do not vote for anybody. We do not have the representation of our choice. If you think we have the representation of our choice, you know, you're swimming Kool-Aid. And I've got some swamp land to sell you. Because it just isn't the case. It just isn't. Anyway, let's see. What else on this... Okay, I was trying to find out if Rand Paul voted in this thing. I'm assuming that he voted no, but I really don't know that. And Rand Paul, he's playing the political game in the sense of, well, we need to do something about immigration. Immigration is broke, blah, 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 blah. But he's also been very much pro-secure the border first. And Congress is the one who has oversight. Why would anybody in their right mind, why would any of the Republicans agree to let Napolitano or whoever the Homeland Security Secretary would be have full control to say what's secure and what isn't? Why would they do that? And I'm telling you, there were numerous bills put up, amendments, I should say, amendments put up by Republicans, Grassley, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul. I think Mike Lee might have put one up, too. I lost track on all who all was doing it. Senator Jeff Sessions was putting stuff up there. Strong things that really made border security the issue. But they wouldn't do it. The Republicans wouldn't do it. Rubio never voted for securing the border. Now, what does that tell you about Rubio? Go back. Time and time again, I keep trying to say, well, prove to me he's not this two-faced, backstabbing, anti-American, Hispanic, Latino man. Give me some reason to think that's not true. But it keeps proving to be true. He never once supported any kind of pro-border security amendment. And this garbage that they threw out there, this border surge crap, it's nothing. It's all superficial. They're going to say, well, we're adding 20,000 border patrols within the next 10 years whenever we feel like getting around to it when it gets funded. It's nothing. It's superficial. It's BS. And it's because these people who voted for this crap have no respect for the American people. Absolutely no respect for the American people. Let's see here. Oh, come on, Rob. You can call in for a couple minutes. It's the most you can be tied up is a whole hour. Call in. I can tell you want to talk. Come on. Call in. I understand you're doing your work for tomorrow's editorial cartoon, which is good. Oh, it's about Paula Deen. And you know, Paula Deen and Eddie Snowden and a rapid dog. that ought to be good. I ought to like that. It ought to be pretty funny. The thing with Paula Deen. Now, I don't know how old she is. I'm guessing she's in her 60s somewhere up there. And, you know, when she was growing up in the South, you know, I'm sure things were a little bit different. And the thing is, for being honest, the Food Network ditched her. Because, yes, she had used the N-word as a younger person many years ago. But she couldn't, but she admitted. She doesn't do it now. And she admits that it was wrong and it was hateful, mean. But they went and did this and cut her. When, you know, anybody that knows Paula Deen, watches her, and her, has seen, you know, interviews of her in addition to her show and stuff like that, she is not going to hurt a flea. She is not going to go out there and intentionally be mean or hurtful to anyone. But she admitted that she had used that N-word in the past. And being from the Deep South, I don't think that was so unusual in the past. The question is, does she do it today? Has she done it in the last few years? I mean, come on. That was so stupid. I think the Food Network's going to pay a price for having done that. I like watching some of the things on the Food Network, but what they did there was, to me, was totally wrong. And then when it comes to Mr. Snowden out there, is he a hero or isn't he? I happen to think it was a good thing that he talked about the fact that the American people are under surveillance. Of course, many of us tried to say, well, what do you think the Patriot Act is, people? We all knew they weren't going to stop. Think of the bits and pieces of it all. Here they try to disarm us through trying to take down the Second Amendment. They haven't been successful, but they have tried. You think about the fall of a country, the fall of a free society, and you just look at the pieces of what they have done. And they keep trying to destroy us in every which way. It's not rocket science. The Patriot Act, to be able to monitor and have surveillance on American people without any cause. NDAA, the right to detain. And look how many Republicans voted for it. This is why I'm saying, why would you support the Republican Party? telling you, please don't give money to the Republican Party. Please don't give money to them to arm them against you. Don't give it to the Democrats either, as far as that goes. Like I said earlier, if you know somebody who's running for office and you truly believe in them, help them run for office, then fine. Please try to do a little bit more homework than what some of you did on Rubio. Rubio had a history out there. It was pure ignorance of people to vote for him. Or I should say, not it wasn't even ignorance. It's the sheeple mentality, the political party loyalty to go out there and vote for Rubio because that's what the Republican Party told you to do. That's what Fox News told you to do. So many of us told you no. But what do we know? We're only Americans out here trying to protect the Constitution and defend this country. But you keep listening to the nutcases of the Republican Party and Fox News when it comes to that nonsense. And I watch Fox News when they go out there and they have these interviews. Like Fox News Sunday, they had the interview with, or a debate, whatever you want to call it, with Lindsey Graham and Mike Lee. Mike Lee is against the bill, and of course Lindsey Graham is in love with it. He's just as much a creator of that thing as Schumer. I mean, you just talk about the disgusting, when you think about the so-called Republicans following in the footsteps of Schumer, it's pretty disgusting, isn't it? Why would you want that? Anyway, I don't understand. You got to get away from this stuff. We've got to get back to right and wrong and good and evil. Right now we have truly no rule of law with what's going on. And that's why I say when it comes to the Snowden thing, when it comes to the Republicans who supported the Patriot Act, the Republicans that supported NDAA, the Republicans that supported this crazy gun control that they were trying to do. Not many on that one, but some. And the Republicans who are out there pushing for amnesty. When you look at the whole picture, what does this do to our country? What does this do to the sovereignty of the United States of America? They're killing us. They're absolutely killing us. And we're letting them. Or I should say some of you are. I don't vote for them. I was a Republican. As I said, I was in the executive committee. I was in there thinking, well, we need to get some good people in there who could change it. But the corruption is so deep. There's so much money in the corruption that you can't change it. And I have literally seen three waves with me being in the first wave where I was directly involved in it. Three waves of people thinking they could clean up the Republican Party of Florida. And after I saw what happened to me, they don't support conservative candidates. And I saw that over and over again. They aren't conservative. And, I mean, I saw it firsthand. I said, you're never going to fix this kind of crime, this kind of corruption, this kind of slime. That's what the Republican Party has become. And I don't like people say, well, how come you're coming down on the Republicans and not the Democrats? I don't like the Democrats either. But, you know, I can't remember the last time I heard a Democrat really say something about the Constitution. I don't think I've ever heard Hillary Clinton make reference to the Constitution or Bill Clinton. That it's the Republicans that go out there pretending to believe in smaller government. They're a lie. They're a bunch of liars. They don't believe in smaller government. The government has gotten bigger and bigger with them. All you got to do is look at Bush. I mean, Obama has definitely done some things worse. But you know what? Bush has nothing to brag about. Why would anybody brag about what Bush did? He was big government. He was a North American Union. See, he didn't want to secure the border either. That's because he believes in the North American Union, one world order, just like Daddy. That's what the Republican Party is. please don't give money to them. The best thing we could do for these two parties is bankrupt them. But there's something, and I wish somebody could explain to me what it is. And now I understand, as Rob is out here saying, about he's going to stay in that Republican Party. If you're in a small community and you think you can truly make a difference in that smaller community of that Republican group, executive committee, whatever, you know, okay. But I can tell you, when it comes to Orlando, Orange County Republican Committee, never. You will never get the corruption out of it. It's too filthy. It's too scummy. It's too corrupt. You will never, never get rid of it. Excuse me for 1 second. Let me try this one more time. Excuse me. Again, trying not to cough in your ear. So, it's just, if Americans don't get back to being Americans, if we don't get rid of all this divided crapola, which is the political parties and the Hispanic and the factions, different factions like that, the blacks, if we do not become Americans, united as Americans, we have no chance. And that's exactly what the Republicans and the Democrats want. They want to divide us. That's what they're doing. Look at what Rubio's doing. If Rubio was a uniter, he would be out there doing a lot more to promote English. Language is the great uniter. How can you be united with other people if you can't speak the same language? You can't. You cannot be united as one people if you don't have a common language. And then Rubio goes out there spewing his stuff. And it was repeated on the floor. Who was it? I think it might have been Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions never gave the name, but I knew who he was talking about. He was talking about Rubio. He was saying something about one of his Republican colleagues were out there literally saying in Spanish that it's legalization first. That the legalization will happen. The border security will come later, which means it will never come. That's Rubio. Rubio the liar. Rubio the anti-American. He doesn't care for Americans. He wants to go back to his heritage. That's all he cares about. He will promote illegals any way he can, and he'll do it in Spanish. Why would he do it in Spanish instead of promoting people to speak English and be united? Now, yeah, he goes back to the Senate floor, and yes, well, I've got this amendment that's going to make them speak English. They're going to have to speak English. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they have to. All they really have to do is take a class or sign up for the class. And, you know, if they want to speak speak English in the next 20 years, that's all it takes. It's also superficial. He is such a phony. He is such a hypocrite. He is such a two-faced backstabber. That's what he is. And, you know, Lindsey Graham, same. Lindsey Graham, you are such a disgusting disgrace. You know, I like the fact that you were trying to get the Benghazi thing, and I really did admire what you have done on that issue. But outside of that, I haven't got any use for you. You're no different. You're a communist. You're a communist who's upset that some Americans got killed in Benghazi, which, again, I'm glad you were out there pushing for that. You haven't been as successful as I'm sure you would have liked to have been, or most of us would have liked to have seen, but you did go out there and try to find out that information, which I think was valid. But when it comes to everything else, you're a communist. You're a socialist. You're one world order mentality. Destroy everybody. Everything you do is anti-constitution. And I'm telling you, there again, if there's anything I can do to help keep him from being reelected, I mean, seriously, people of South Carolina, are you dumb enough to elect that guy again? I mean, I couldn't believe they were dumb enough to elect John McCain again. You know, I would have elected anybody but John McCain, I think. But they did it. But then again, did they do it or was it the party? The parties have so much money and so much influence. And, and I think that's the question right now for the people of South Carolina and for all Republicans. If you're a Republican out there listening to this, do me a favor, please. Call the Republican Party of South Carolina. Call the National Republican Committee, RNC. Call them and ask them, are they going to endorse Lindsey Graham for re-election? Are they going to endorse Marco Amnesty Rubio for re-election? And in that case, it's the Florida one, the Florida Republican Party of Florida. I mean, I already know the Republican Party of Florida is going with Rick Scott. And personally, from what I've seen so far, I believe they will back up Rubio, even though they have been told time and time again by the people of Florida, we're not going there again. The people of Florida do not want any part of Rubio. Now, that's not to say the Republican Party can't try to prop him up for that presidential office. But you know what? I think it's going to get even louder than when Obama, the White House occupier, ran as an ineligible president. I have a feeling that the issues with Rubio will come out even more so. Now, the only way, truth of my own opinion, the only way Rubio has a chance to get reelected, either in the Senate or to run for the president, is to run as a Democrat. I don't think he can run as a Republican. Rob, what do you think about that? Do you think he could? Do you think he can run again as a Republican? I mean, we know he's a rhino. He's proven that. But just kind of seems like maybe at this point he could run as a Democrat easier. He may actually, I mean, there's bound to be a lot of Democrats that like him at this point. Lord only knows there's enough Republicans that don't, Libertarians that don't, Independents that don't, Tea Partiers that don't. He'll never get elected by that same group he was elected by before. He was never a Tea Partier, which again goes back to, try to tell you folks, tried to warn you, but you wouldn't listen. Excuse me, but I truly do believe if he ran for the presidency against Hillary Clinton as a Democrat, he might have a chance. Okay, and Rob, he chimed in on that one. Yes, I think Rubio can run as a Republican and win. I see the electorate as a fickle crowd. Can't totally deny that part either. And that's the other question where I the frustration, I think, with me comes in more and more. It's like, what has the American culture become when it comes to right and wrong and good and evil, legal, illegal? Why have we become so confused? And then we have the likes of a Schumer that are going out there trashing the American people. We need the immigrants. Of course, he never calls them illegals. We need to, yes, I think he says undocumented, whatever. We need these immigrants because they do a good job and Americans don't. They're smarter and Americans are too dumb. And they're the entrepreneurs and Americans aren't. I mean, this is what they're saying. This is what these Americans are saying about their fellow Americans. I think Chris could run as a Democrat or a Republican and win. Again, fickle crowd syndrome. You know, you're probably right. Racist and bigots. Yeah, I'm telling you, you're probably right. And I do believe Chris is going to run again. He's out there playing the game. He's going to run for something. Who knows what? excuse me. And then, what's Nelson supposed to be doing? Who knows? I'll tell you. You're right, though. A fickle crowd. Americans have got to get back to the basics. And, I mean, that's what I keep seeing over and over again. When will Americans get back to the Constitution? There's so many of us out here who are pushing for that. And the thing is, the people following a political party And, you know, Washington knew this. I think it was so interesting how Washington told us this, told us that the will of a few will take over, will usurp the will of the people, will take over the will of a nation, the will of a nation for the will of a party. He was so, so right. And we need another Washington so badly. We really do. We are so desperate for one. But he warned us that factions dividing us, that we can, this only, the United States of America can only survive with a moral and just society, a moral and just people. That was John Adams that said something to that effect. No, not that, not an exact quote, but it was John Adams who said, you have to be a moral society if you're a free society. You can't survive any other way. And then Washington said similar things too. That to think that you can be a free society with no moral values, with no decency, with no ethics, and no honor, it doesn't happen. People with no honor, well, they'll shoot you because they like the shoes you wear. And let's face it, we've come to a society, gotten to be a society, where people would kill you for your shoes. We don't seem to know right and wrong. And how does that all go back to amnesty? It's the illegal entry into this country. It's wrong. It trashes the meaning of being an American. There will be no Americans with this massive amnesty. You think about it. The population, especially with the higher fertility rate, and they're all out there having babies all over the place, fewer and fewer Americans will be taken over. We have been invaded, people. And you have a government to thank for it. You have the actions of this federal government and, of course, the states who go along with it, too, who let this happen. And, of course, there are those, the ultimate, we get the government we deserve because Americans would rather sit and watch a silly football game or a basketball game instead of being involved in their community, instead of knowing what their government's doing, because of being so naive, it's like, oh, just trust me. Trust me, trust me, trust me. You can trust us when we say this. Does anybody really trust that they're going to secure the border with this S-744? And what was, I was on a call earlier. There was a telephone town hall meeting. Rob's being funny here. What did I say? He was watching the basketball game. Speaking of basketball games, I guess I should go ahead and say this. Okay, everybody knows how excited I am about you using tax dollars for sports arenas, like we really need them. And, of course, here, you know, the Orlando Magic, they already had a very nice sports arena, but since they couldn't win a game, it had to be the sports arena. And so we had to build a new one for them. Hadn't paid off the first one yet. Still owe how much on that one, Rob? $100 million, $200 million? Still a lot of money on the first one, but they couldn't win in. But then they had to build the Amway Center. Well, I had an opportunity to go into the Amway Center. I did not pay. I would not pay to go into it. It was a Orlando Predator game, and I had a chance to go with a friend. So this was my chance to see inside the Amway Center, the Taj Mahal routine. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, was it nice? Yeah, it was nice. Was it that much better than the other one? No. I really just wasn't that impressed with it. Wasted a lot of money for nothing. And now, here in the same idiot who pushed for that, idiots who pushed for that thing, are now trying to get Major League Soccer here in Orlando. Mickey Mouse doesn't play soccer. Who cares? But they wanted to waste a few more millions, how many hundreds of millions of dollars on this so that we can welfare for billionaires for a soccer team. Nuts. Totally nuts. But, you know, this again, this is what this culture has evolved to. It's like, okay, well, if we're just going to amuse the American people, stick them in front of a TV set, watch a stupid game, you know, dumbing down the Americans. And I believe they have dumbed down Americans because of what they've done with public education. They have. That's been their goal. And now it's their excuse. Oh, yeah, another very good point about the arenas. Both arenas displaced many, many of the black community, many, many of the blacks in the community. In that particular area of downtown was a very black community, a large black community, and they just threw them out. So, you know, and it was the sad part, and here's where, you know, blacks were believing and trusting the black one on the council. She made all sorts of money off that. I have no doubt Ms. Daisy Lottam made lots of money on her own people, and they voted for her because she's black. You can't just vote for somebody because of their skin color either, people. I've heard some of the people are actually beginning to think that Obama didn't do everything that he promised for his black community. Of course, he's black and white, but, you know, the black community. What did he do for you people? Oh, most definitely cannot think of a bigger racist than Daisy Lynam. I totally agree with that. Well, Al Sharpton's probably close. But, you know, it was Daisy Lynam, this city, Orlando councilwoman. She was out there saying black people can't be racist. What she did to the black community, her black community, pushing them out so they could build this other crap in downtown Orlando, destroying their community so she could make some kind of deals. That's evil, too. And she's a Democrat. So, like I say, the parties mean nothing. These people, if we don't get back to having some kind of moral values, decency, and truly caring. I mean, you know, Rubio's out there pretending to care so much about the illegals are just trying to make a living for their family and Americans and all his preaching. Remember that? Rob thinks I need some help. He's going to call in. I'll be watching for you. I guess I said something there he just had to chime in on. So we'll see when I see you in that queue out there. The Rubio out there preaching the Bible, using the Bible, God wants amnesty. Now, how pathetic can you get on that one? Rubio, would you please go to confession? You need to go so badly. You truly need to go. You are in bad, bad shape to go and say that God wants amnesty. No, God wants us to be good to each other, but he also believes people should be honest and not break the law. These people didn't do the right thing. Let's see here.
The right thing.
Let's see if this is Mr. Rob Smith Jr. Let's see if this is Mr.
Hello.
Can you... Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey,
hear you.
Welcome.
How can I help you? Would you like a side of illegals with that order?
As long as they come with a Florida public notary too. Make sure all that paperwork is sent by a fraudulent notary. We're in bad shape. We are. So what do you think about all this?
Daisy Lynam just sliding back over that way is terrible. There were just so many wonderful locally owned and operated businesses that were operating in in both places. She wasn't around when the first arena went up, but the second arena she sure as heck was. The first arena, I remember when that was happening, I was thinking, you know, you could almost say that the mayor at the time, Glenda Hood, was a racist herself, in that she really pushed through for the first arena to go through, demolished. I have, I don't know, about 40 or 50 homes that were primarily occupied by members of the black community. And that's kind of where I went with it. Okay, well, she thinks the blacks are disposable, and so here we'll do this. We'll just flush them out and put this fancy white arena in this place. But the second time around, and I'm real familiar with this, the second arena, this was a situation where it was Daisy Lynam really pushing it through, and she was just thumbing her nose at the black community, at the one that she represents as a city commissioner, and wanting to go ahead and bulldoze to make this arena happen. But it was beyond the arena, because it wasn't just the four blocks that were involved. She also went ahead and bulldozed blocks across the street, and across the street from that, and across the street from that, to build a park, and she gave away a piece of land to what was originally Hughes Supply, then became Home Depot Supply, to build them an air conditioning, a giant air conditioning unit. She bulldozed perfectly good businesses to give away land for a white, primarily white business. It's really sad. And I know I spoke to some folks there as I worked for the city at the time, and the stories were heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking seeing these folks lose their businesses and lose their homes. And Daisy Lyon was reelected. I think she's been reelected twice since all this has happened. That is startling.
Well, it is, and it's because these people don't know what she's doing. It amazes me. It really, because even at some level, you would think that the blacks would finally get annoyed with what she's doing to them. But apparently, she brainwashes them to act like she's doing them a favor. I don't know.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm baffled by it. Absolutely baffled. But it's the same thing. How does Corinne Brown? Constantly, Corinne Brown, who represents a real gerrymandered district going from Jacksonville through Putnam County, through Marion County, through Lake County, and ending up in Seminole and Orange counties, how does she keep getting reelected? She was clearly caught stealing money for getting a car for her daughter, and yet she's still in office. How does Alcee Hastings have an office after he was bounced out? But there he is, still there. Another members that are representing black communities, because the gerrymandered area is specifically geared toward. That gerrymandered district is racist because it was built specifically for someone's color of skin, which is just wrong. It shouldn't be that.
Right.
We're all people. We shouldn't be doing things because of color of skin.
Well, believe it or not, Hannity had a special on Saturday night, where there was a group of black conservatives that came in, and they were talking about whether they were African-American or black or whatever, and there was a lot of them really saying we're Americans. It's like, that was so wonderful. I mean, I was so happy to hear that. It's like, at some point, come on, people, let's start being Americans and stop listening to these idiots that are in public office that try to divide us. You know, it was really encouraging to hear that. And then they were saying, you know, blacks have to stop blaming others for their problems and stop letting people like Al Sharpton take over and convince you that you're the victim all the time instead of letting you prosper the way you could if you did the work. And, I mean, and that's, again, it kind of comes down to what's happened to our society and what's happened to our culture at large. And, I mean, how much have you been listening to on this amnesty thing lately?
Oh, a lot. I've been listening to a lot.
It's so disgusting. It's just so absolutely disgusting. I mean, I know you're not a big fan of Rubio, so you're allowed to chime in on that one. But, I mean, the whole process of what, and again, what does it say is for us as a society, for our country?
Yeah, it clearly. this is, in my opinion, this is clearly what I call Big Brother business. They are they've been working hard to get a foothold, whether through the Democrats, be through the Republicans, be through whoever it is they can pay off to do. Right now, they have shown enormous successes here in the last 15, 20 years. Obama has never. I've tried to point this out to Democrat friends. Some very successfully have pointed out too that never in the history of this country have big businesses made more profits, had more returns than they have in the last 4 years. The wealthiest people are more wealthy than ever in the history of this country. Than in the last 4 years. Obama has done so much for big business, so much for the rich and the wealthy. He has done nothing but do everything he can to help them. Blacks, on the other hand, poor, on the other hand, are hurting bad, and those numbers are frightening. How bad things have gotten for, and it's not just the quote unquote poor. It's how much the middle class has flooded into that category and has not stopped. Now the Spanish community is a whole other thing. That community is thriving. The unemployment rate's high, but it's pretty much consistent to consistent with per capita. But the Spanish community is doing pretty darn well. They seem to be moving up very well. In fact, they're basically becoming the non-minority in so many parts of our country now, whereas the black community is becoming the minority. And I think the black community is in big trouble if they keep following racists like Al Sharpton and the likes of Jesse Jackson, because the Spanish community doesn't care about slavery. They feel they don't have a dog in this race, so they say, go cry about your slavery over there someplace. We're moving on, and all this crying stuff, the self-defeating bullet in the foot stuff, is not going to get the black community anywhere. As we see more and more of the Spanish community from other countries take over parts, like folks stemming from, even folks like Rubio coming from other family members from those areas, they just don't care. Even though actually in reality, if folks know history, the Spanish had a lot to do with slavery, but I'm sure that because it's a lack of knowledge of history is how we get how the disenfranchised black community is constantly portrayed by the racists like Sharpton. It's unfortunate. I wish everybody knew their history better. We could get so far much further along. Anyway, I'm sorry. I've kind of gone astray.
Yeah. Well, no, that's okay. I mean, I love it because you know Florida history so much, especially when it comes to the Spanish, the Hispanic culture and everything else, and what really has happened in a good bad.
Well, something I've been hearing a lot involving the immigration thing is an argument that every time we let in legal or illegal aliens or immigrants in, that our economy has gone up. Well, I'm not sure about the rest of the country. I do know about Florida, and that is patently false. You can go back 500 years, and you will see how immigration has constantly brought down the economy and brought down wages. When the sugar companies, it's hard to imagine that folks don't know what Big Sugar is anymore, but most Floridians don't. But Big Sugar was, until recently, we're talking within the last 10 years, and in some ways they're still doing it. They just really cleaned up their act here in the last 6 or 7 years. But Big Sugar down there in South Florida literally had encampments. They're basically slave quarters that were literally fenced in. These folks were kind of free to go, but they really couldn't because they weren't being paid enough to go anywhere else. They were literally being caged. And the book Big Sugar, which is it's a huge full of all kinds of liberal claptrap. But if you can read past all that, it is extremely unfortunate and scary and sickening. And it wasn't just Spanish that were being brought in to do that. There were whites and all sorts of folks that were working in this. That's how this book came about, was because it was a white person who infiltrated all this and then went ahead and wrote a book about it. But what happened here is just terrible. And this is recent. This is recent. And if you go back even further, every time you've brought in a lot of immigrants, they don't require as much money because they didn't have. I mean, why would they? They didn't have much where they came from. Whether you go to places like Costa Rica or Colombia or Brazil, if you're coming up here, if you're making $2 an hour, hell, you're making a ton of cash. You're coming from the islands like Dominican Republic or Jamaica. Holy cats, please! If you're not otherwise involved in the drug trade, give me $2 an hour. Well, if that business person then says, rubs their hands together, I can pay him $2 an hour, and now I'm gonna charge the other person $20, and I'm making an $18 profit. Well, if they're greedy like that, I'm sure, yay capitalism. But the bottom line is, you're doing something wrong here, in my opinion, because you're bringing down the wages. Because now the person who would work for $5 isn't going to be able to work $5, so you can do $2, and then that's not helping what this country is all about. Now, this is, and I'm sorry, I'll try not to stray too much, but this is where I have a problem where the Constitution gets floated all over the place here. This has nothing to do with the Constitution. This is just about people being humane, and I think that is the central problem with this immigration debate, and it's what neither side's talking about because they both have money they're interested in all of this, and it's looking at just basic humanity. This immigration bill's wrong.
It's a slavery bill.
Yeah, it's basically it's saying let's let poor people in, and we'll open the gates and we'll accept them. And then we know they're going to be willing to work for less. And now you people, we've noticed the average wage rate drop for the average American. It's not increasing. If you don't believe that, look at government right now. How often, I mean, teachers are not getting, government employees aren't getting pay raises. The general employees out there aren't getting pay raises. Your McDonald's, your Burger King, you're not really seeing any pay increase, which is interesting. Then when Obama says we should increase the hourly wage, when it's in fact his policies that help keep those wages down to begin with. But anyway, that's the concern here is that by just saying, you know, let's just embrace all these folks that we're going to then further drop the rates. And I think that's the intent. I think Big Brother Business wants to be able to make as much profit as possible. I don't think Big Brother Business is looking at we're going to enslave people or we're going to get rid of the middle class. I don't think they really care. I don't think that I don't think that they're bright enough. This is all about the feverish drive for cash and at all costs and everything else is expendable. And that's what we see on Wall Street right now, very clearly. There is no thought process. There's no thinking. It's just we're going to make money. All you have to do, look at what's going on there. You can see failure. The stock market is heading to failure. There's every so often, like the last few days, they wake up for a second, but then they'll probably fall back a little bit. But what's going to wake up is something that I was hearing an economist say here. My gosh, well-known economist, I forget his name now. But who was saying here in the a few days ago, yeah, this will probably all fall apart during Obama's term. It's just part of this is because of the talk. I mean, look, the little conversations, little comment that Bernanke makes and little comment Obama makes and the stock market falls $500. By the way, a point is a dollar. It's not point. That's a little trick. They don't want you to know that points are dollars because then it sounds worse. It dropped $500 over the last few days. Today it dropped $134, I think I saw. That's some healthy drop right there. That's a lot of people's retirement out the window.
Right, it sure is. And it really is true, too. I mean, the banks and everything have done everything Obama promised he was going to do for the poor and the working class and everything else. He did totally the opposite. He has been so harmful to that group of people. And it really, it's Jeff Sessions. I've heard Jeff Sessions more so than anybody else on that Senate floor talking about this is going to lower the wages for the working class and for the lower income people. This is all going to be harm. But the way they built the amnesty bill, it builds in a safety net, if you will, for the illegals who will still be eligible for unearned income credit, which means they'll be getting tax dollars because they didn't earn any money. So we'll be paying them to not earn any tax dollars to pay them to not earn any money, basically. It's just, it's so disgusting. It's so frustrating. And it's like, how can we have this many evil people in public office? Can't we get decent people in public office to actually care about the American people? Can't we get enough in there to protect us? It just seems like all we have are scum buckets in there.
Well, when a former representative of Central Florida, Rick Keller, taught me, I learned a lesson when I worked so hard for his campaign the first time around. Through that, I learned how someone who seemed like a real square Joe could be a real rotten egg. That's certainly what Rick Keller, to fill in the blank, and I think you know, Sally, that he went ahead and he cheated on his wife, started going out with his secretary. I remember when I met him, his wife, his children, his mother. His mother and I had a long talk. I remember a few times. Just the nicest folks in the world. And then, wow, he goes and starts playing around with his secretary and then divorces his wife and marries her or something. I mean, this is the old Newt Gingrich story all over again. And you'd think that Rick Keller would know if that just happened before. Why would you do that again? And then why would you expect to get reelected? He was hoping for the fickle, dumb group out there that keeps bringing back Corinne Brown, I guess. But in this case, yeah, they didn't bring him back, and Keller was shown the door. That's
and
unfortunate.
Grayson got in.
And Grayson got in. Thank you, Rick Keller, for being a jerk, because we got even a bigger jerk in there, and he's back again. That's what surprised me. He got him back again.
I know it. I can't. That's another thing too. Grayson, he's really a nutcase. I'm telling you. But with the case with Rick Keller, what role did the Republican Party play in any of that? I mean,
completely backed him up. We worked. I was on the executive committee, Orange County Republican executive committee at the time. We were asked to help and support. I talked to him. I read his platform. I agreed with what he was doing. I agreed where he was going. I don't remember what those were now. That was almost 20 years ago. But I've still got the brochures and all in a file. But I recall that for whatever reason, I just felt that he was the best man for the job. And the GOP really backed him. At the time, the GOP was being much more open to all candidates, and everyone was accepted. If you were, as it should be, all Republicans are supported by the Republican Party. Now, that has drastically changed today, where the Republican Party, more so than the Democrats, are picking individuals and saying, we want you to run, and we won't give the time of day to the person we don't like. I got a real problem with that. And that's what happened to I don't know that for a fact, but I this is what I heard, because I was working on the Herman Cain campaign. That is what I believe happened to Herman Cain. He was targeted by a real, real rat dog of a beast, Karl Rove, and he was basically fired upon and brought down. And here's a case where, hey, you want to pull up racism? I think that was it exactly. I think Karl Rove did not want a black man running on the Republican Party ticket when you're against another black man. And so he was doing it for racist purposes, that he had a problem with the color of Herman Cain's skin. And I think also probably had a horrible problem with that Herman Cain was looking to really kick up some dirt in big business's face. I really liked what Cain was proposing to do, and I liked his 999 plan too. I'm so sorry he's not in office. I think we need those breath of fresh. It's why I also worked on the Pat Robertson campaign back in '88. Again, we need that. We need someone who's smart, bright, knows what's going on around them, and is gonna kick up some dirt. That's who we need up in Washington right now.
Well, and you know, you mentioned Karl Rove, and I think Karl Rove is whatever you want to call it, the image of the Republican Party, and I think that's why the Republican Party is in so much trouble, because I think what Karl Rove is so symbolic of the Republican Party at large.
Well, I think that's probably I think it's actually more than that, but yeah, I think you're on the right track.
Yeah, so it's like if the likes of a Karl Rove, and I always believed it too. I remember when everything started hitting the fan with Herman Cain. I personally never doubted it was a Republican who was taking him down. And I'm like, how awful, how evil can your own party be to do that to you? And it just it was terrible. And again, is it not symbolic of the problems we have as a nation of what we have become? We no longer believe in right and wrong and good and evil. It's everybody out for their own, and we'll screw you over any way we can. We'll stab you in that back if we have to. It's whatever. We'll do whatever we have to do.
Yeah, excuse me, I don't have that cough button. You know, the thing is what's interesting about that is that involving the Democratic Party, it's interesting that Obama got through. Very clearly, Hillary had been picked and chosen by the Democratic Party to be the next president of the United States. Yet Obama showed attraction. He showed what are known as legs. He was showing legs, as you say, as it said in Hollywood. He showed an ability to really gain a huge, huge following very quickly. And it was interesting how the Democrats suddenly dumped Hillary and put their attention to Obama. That showed that I don't think Obama was pre-planned to be president by the Democratic Party. I think it sideswiped them, and they went ahead and picked up on it because of the momentum. I think that shows that not everything's pre-planned. It's not quite as rigged as we may think it is. That's my opinion.
Well, it's kind of an interesting thought with him. But, of course, I always did I laughed so many times, and I really don't know how many Republicans I knew that did this, and I knew this within several different states. Republicans who went and switched their party to run to go in the primary as a Democrat so that they could make sure Hillary didn't get on the ballot. And I thought, you know, that is pathetic. If you're that bad off to go do that. But I
was going
around.
I was calling friends, Democrat friends, and telling them to vote for Hillary because I knew. I immediately started researching this Obama guy and who's Barry Hussein Obama. And as I was uncovering this and that, and I was finding here's a fellow who has basically no past because he's, here's a guy who never accomplished anything, could never get anything done. He led a dead-end life until he met Michelle. Suddenly with Michelle, he finds himself running in politics, and suddenly he has a seat in the Senate, alderman or something there in Chicago, and then a seat in the Senate, and now suddenly running for president. None of that would have happened without someone like Michelle behind him, because before that he was just this meandering mess that kept going to this one dead end thing out. He couldn't even stay in his we never know what his grades are, but we know he couldn't complete himself in any college, as he's in and out of Harvard, he's in and out of Occidental, he's in and out of these different colleges, and even in high school apparently he had struggles too based on how long he was there. So here's a guy who was offered big jobs and he wouldn't take them, and he wanted to be a volunteer, so he was this community volunteer. Then Michelle came along, suddenly, bam, he gets his act together, and he's charging ahead. But I don't think it was him charging ahead. I think he got pushed along in all this. I think others saw him as president and pushed him through, like, how can I forget his name? Picture and Place Day, anyway. But, yeah, I think he was pushed along to be president. But by others,
well, right
by,
now,
not the Democrats, but by others.
Right, right. Family members and whoever, mentors, whatever.
Yeah, what's his name? The guy from Chicago. Yeah, that little Chicago way, folks. Yeah, I think, huh?
Manuel.
Yeah, Rahm Emanuel, and then what's his name? The guy who ran his campaign. I can't think of his name. With
Axelrod.
The mustache. David Axelrod. David Axelrod saw presidency on this guy, and Axelrod has a great deal of foresight. He's very, very good politician. Extremely good. And he saw it. He pushed it. It worked. as much as I can't stand Axelrod, I have to admire his ability to get something, to pull this thing off, because he went against the Democratic Party and found himself working with them to get his guy into office. Yeah, it worked out.
Interesting. Out of who you see out there right now, who, if you were to have a wish list of who would be on the Republican ticket for 2016, who would you, for president, who would you think of?
Well, I think that has, of course, my thing's Florida. My eyes are looking more to our state than it is looking nationally, because I think that's going to have a lot to do. Not that our state is pivotal into who runs for president, but I think it says a lot about the mentality of the people who are running. And it does kind of line things up. I mean, it depends on whoever runs, as it looks like. The Republican Party was looking at having some other candidates run. It looks like it no longer looks like. I've been told that it is a fact now the Republican Party is backing Scott. That was not necessarily the case 3 months ago. That's changed over here in the last number of weeks. But it's going to be interesting. Where does Rubio fall in all this? Is he going to come out and start endorsing Scott? Are we going to see him on the campaign trail? Is he going to be endorsing Senate candidates? If we start seeing a lot of Rubio, it says Rubio is maybe someone we'll see in the White House running for office here in 16. I think that's also true for who runs for governor on the Democrat side. I mean, it looks like with John Morgan putting Charlie Crist on every single billboard he can from Pensacola to Miami. Obviously, we know who John Morgan wants in office, and I think it's gonna. I think that's gonna really work. But Chris gets in there. But if Chris could really stumble here, it won't take much to stumble. He's got a general public that's suspicious of him to begin with. But if it looks like it's just going to be someone like Alex Sink, who has shown that she is not the strongest speaker out there. Good ideas, bad ideas. She just isn't a really, really strong speaker. And you're up against someone like Scott and Crist, she's in trouble. And then that runs into questions of a third-party candidate. I know there's a lady, Alex Jones, that's running on the Democrat side, who actually is a pretty good speaker, but she's got a nasally New York tone. I think she's in trouble with that, though. So if this becomes a standoff between Crist and Scott, history has said that the tallest always wins. If that's the case, Scott returns. But I don't know. I think this is Crist office to lose. I think he's going to get it. And if he does, that means what's going to happen up in the White House come 16, who's going to run? And I think seeing where Rubio's involved, where Krista's involved, if Chris doesn't get it, I see Chris as a potential vice presidential candidate here for somebody in 2016. My opinion.
I'm telling you, I've had the fear of thinking of Jeb Bush running. Oh, my.
Yeah, I cannot. I don't call him by his nickname. I call him John Ellis Bush. That's his actual name. And I would never support John Bush for any office. I never have. And I left my post on the Republican Executive Committee because of him running. I would leave it again. If I have to work on his campaign, I would not. I cannot because he's not a Republican. I mean, he's registered, but when it comes to Rhino, he fits it well. He always has throughout his entire life. This guy has been only and I'm using that plutocrat now all the time. He definitely falls under that. He's about business, and that's it.
That's right. You had John Ellis Bush out there, and I wasn't even thinking about that when I was reading it. That's right. I keep forgetting. I'm so used to calling him Jeb. But
I was trying to win Florida, the Southern vote. He's Jeb. Well, no, he's not. He's John Ellis Bush. He's a Connecticut Yankee in Florida's court.
That's right. Bushes, that's where they started from. They weren't no Texans either, you know. I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Family.
Yeah, it's funny how George W. has a Southern, has a Texas twang to his voice, because he sure isn't cut from that cloth.
No, not at all. Not at all, but it helped him with his campaign, gave him that Southern charm. Even how many Southerners have been there, have been president. Clinton, and then you had Carter, all had that Southern twang.
Well, it's mostly following Democrats here, because then LBJ and you don't actually go much further there. So Southerners are not welcome. I think we're seeing this with the Paula Deen issue. She's got that Southern twang, and she she said something bad about blacks, and that's it for her. And I know there's just a few minutes remaining here, but my cartoon is about how I believe this is a diversion to get the focus off of Snowden and to throw everything onto her. And that's why we're hearing so much about this, because this is something she apologized for. She said it in private, of all things. This wasn't something she said. She wasn't even speaking to a group. She was speaking to one other person, and someone overheard her say it. And because of this, all this, I think if you say something in private, it is up to you. We go around condemning folks for everything they say. Gosh, we're going to spend a lot of time doing that. And as folks have pointed out, gosh, if you're going to go after her for saying something privately in a private place with one other person, what do you say about someone like David Letterman, who stands on TV in front of a camera in front of millions of people and say, call not only Sarah Palin what he called her, but then also call her daughter. So, that's a problem. You don't keep them around. I find this whole thing about there's a real hatred in it. There's that, and there's a real hatred in our country, and it's not intellect, it's pure emotion, and it's driven by the media, who just sprinkles the stuff out there, and then folks go running after it, and they turn them rabid and go chasing after whatever it is they point to. It's insanity that we're chasing after, and this is what the cartoon is rabidly after Paula Deen, and we're letting the Snowden guy go. Snowden, who's looking to defeat our country, to destroy our country. Oh, he's okay. We'll go after Paula Deen, who makes a side comment by herself, with one other person in some building someplace. It's insanity. That's insanity. That's absolute insanity.
Yeah, well, and when it comes to the Snowden thing, there's that element of me that was appreciating. Down to 90 seconds here. There was an element that I was appreciating the fact he made people aware of what was really happening on the surveillance. But obviously, to do that at the risk of all the national security stuff isn't right either, and I really don't know how much is being played on both sides. Because if he was here in this country, he'd be dead. I mean, they wouldn't put up, he wouldn't have it.
I think if someone wanted him dead, he would be now. I'd say, because it's not that he could be. Everybody knows where he is. Everybody knows where he's going. If someone wanted to get him out off, wipe him off, they would. But frankly, he's not a threat to the Big Brother business community, which I think is a big deal right now in this country. So it's just some American little secrets nobody cares about. Let's go get Paula Deen. Paula Deen, how dare you say something in private? Anyway, I know you're running out of time here.
Thank you for calling in. And again, it just questions what's happened to the American culture, the difference of right and wrong and good and evil. I think we have some serious problems. But anyway, on that note, before we get cut off here, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Please be Americans. Please call and protest this amnesty, S-744. It is about as anti-American as you can get. And thank you again for tuning in, and may God bless and protect the USA. Good night, everyone.